I want to talk to you a minute about wisdom. In reading the Word of God, I'm often fascinated by the words of God regarding wisdom and the instruction of the Word of God in true wisdom. You see, beloved, there's two kinds of wisdom. If you'll look with me in the book of James, chapter 3, and beginning with verse 13 through 18, we see that there are two types of wisdom. In James 3:13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation, or the word, old English word conversation means manner of living, his works with meekness of wisdom. And if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. That's earthly wisdom, beloved. Notice again verse 14, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. It reminds me of the day and age we're living in, beloved, and how much we see of these very things being evident in our society today. Verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Now this is godly wisdom. Godly wisdom is pure, then peaceable. Godly wisdom brings peace. Godly wisdom does not bring confusion and anger and strife, but peace. It's peaceable. Gentle. God's wisdom is gentle. God's wisdom is not harsh. God's wisdom is not arrogant. God's wisdom is not prideful, but it's gentle and easy to be entreated. That word easy to be entreated means it's approachable. It's open to correction. It's willing to listen to someone else's side of an argument or of a discussion. And God's wisdom is full of mercy. Mercy, beloved, is not getting what we deserve. God's wisdom is full of mercy because God has not given us what we deserve. If we got what we deserved, we'd all be in hell and we'd all be headed toward hell. And only by the grace and mercy of God are we given salvation and forgiveness of sin, and peace with God, and eternal life. So God's wisdom is pure. It's peaceable. It's gentle. It's easy to be entreated or approached. It's full of mercy and good fruits. God's wisdom produces good results. It brings forth good fruit. And God's wisdom is without partiality. God's wisdom does not show partiality to one person above another. That's not godly wisdom, beloved. And godly wisdom is without hypocrisy. I want you to notice 9 different facts about heavenly godly wisdom. It's pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's easy to be entreated, it's full of mercy and good fruits, it's without partiality, it's without hypocrisy. And so we see seven, I said nine, I think, but seven, at least seven. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. O beloved, which kind of wisdom do you have? Earthly wisdom or godly wisdom? We see the two defined here and made clear. Again, earthly wisdom has bitter envying. It has strife. And it lies against the truth. Earthly wisdom is full of envy and strife and confusion and every evil work. Earthly wisdom produces these things, brings forth these things. You've seen people in jobs climbing over someone else in order to promote themselves. That's earthly wisdom, you see. It strives to get ahead of everybody else. It strives to be better than everybody else. It strives to come out on top of everyone else. That's earthly wisdom. And confusion. Earthly wisdom is confusion. It causes confusion. And if you look at the governments of the world today, you'll see earthly wisdom manifested, for there's much confusion in the governments of the world today because God has been left out of the picture, and godly wisdom is not the source upon which it operates. In the beginning of the United States of America, it was based on godly wisdom. It operated on godly wisdom. But it breaks my heart to see how the United States of America has departed from godly wisdom to earthly wisdom, and how that in our nation today of the United States of America, there's confusion, there's strife, there's conflict, there's turmoil, there's all kinds of evil works and evil activity. Which grieves Almighty God. There's the innocent blood that is shed. And as God judged Israel for the shedding of innocent blood, God's going to judge the United States and every nation on earth that sheds innocent blood. God is righteous. God is a God of love, but God is also just. God is also holy, and God will judge nations that turn away from Him, nations that depart from the truth, nations that practice sin and wickedness and ungodliness. Yes, beloved, it's wonderful to know the truth, to walk in the truth, to obey the truth, for the wise person will walk God's way, will obey God's precepts, God's testimonies, will give wisdom to the wise person, will help the wise person to grow. And so the source of wisdom is so important. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 14, through 24, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Yes, beloved, God makes foolish the wisdom of this world. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom, earthly wisdom, knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Yes, people look at preaching and say, well, that's a bunch of foolishness. It may be, beloved, but it's the means by which lives are transformed and changed, the means by which men, women, boys, and girls can come to the knowledge of the truth, can be born again and delivered from the bondage of sin and liberated into the glorious truth of the living Christ. to save them that believe. For the Jews seek a sign, and the Greeks or the Gentiles seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks or the Gentiles foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Oh yes, beloved, Christ is the wisdom of God. He goes on to tell us, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, that is, with worldly wisdom, not many mighty, not many noble, are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of God are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. O beloved, in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the source of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord, we're told in Proverbs 1:7, is the beginning of understanding, and in Psalm 111:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. O beloved, reverence and fear and honor Almighty God. Bye now.